it's Dave. So we've got a leaked email from Elon Musk that he sent to Tesla employees last night. We're going to take a look at this email, see what we can learn, and try to get some key takeaways from this email. So Elon Musk, this is according to drivetesla.canada.ca, the website. He says, per my email several weeks ago, our focus this quarter should be on minimizing cost of deliveries rather than spending heavily on expedite fees, overtime, and temporary contractors just so that our cars arrive in Q4. What has happened historically is that we sprint like crazy at the end of the quarter to maximize deliveries, but then deliveries drop massively in the first few weeks of the quarter. In effect, looked at over a six-month period, we won't have delivered any extra cars, but we would have spent a lot of extra money and burned ourselves out to accelerate deliveries in the last 2 weeks of each quarter. We still would have a big wave of deliveries in the last few weeks of December, as we don't have yet have high volume production in Europe or Texas, which means a lot of cars on boats from China to Europe and on trail rail from California to the East Coast arriving late in the quarter. But this is nonetheless the right time to start reducing the size of the wave in favor of a steadier and more efficient pace of deliveries. The right principle is take the most efficient action as though we were not publicly traded and the notion of end of quarter didn't exist. All right, so what are the key takeaways in this leaked email from Elon Musk? So I think number one, Tesla is making a big transition from focusing on quarterly earnings to focusing more on the long term. So sure, yes, Elon Musk is always focused on the long term. And there's evidence of that we can see from like the Autonomy Day, Battery Day, and the AI Day presentations. But however, there's also in the past, there's been a simultaneous focus on the near-term quarter. Elon has always wanted to show the best quarter possible. And a lot of that is because Tesla is a growth company and is valued on its future. And that valuation can be very fickle and very volatile at times. So investors and analysts, they tend to hyper-focus on the current quarter and they extrapolate out. So what Elon in the past has done is he's been actually very aware of how important his relations are with investors, and he's really tried his best to give the best quarter possible. However, what Elon's email here signifies is that there's a big change that Elon is going through and a big change of how he sees Tesla. And this change has been in the past year, and namely that Tesla has become profitable, but not just profitable, but very profitable. All right, let's take a look at a chart by Hyperchart. So you've got Tesla's revenue over the past, let's say 10 or 15 quarters, just really significantly ramping up every quarter. You've got the gross profit in yellow and their net income in red also ramping up. Let's take a look at their net income by itself. You'll see that, you know, Tesla was negative right in 2018 and 2019. They kind of had their breakthrough at the end of Q4 or 2019 or so. And from there, you just see this big ramp up in net income for Tesla. And this net income, I think, ramp up is actually still early on because Tesla still hasn't ramped their Austin and their Berlin factories, which is going to add to profitability in a huge way. In my opinion, I think Elon knows that this is still really early on in the game. Tesla is in its second inning or so, right? And they've got a ton of great products in the lineup. And it looks even better under the hood. For example, you got huge improvements to the 4680 cells that they're going to ramp next year. You've got huge AI progress with neural nets, autonomy, and Project Dojo. You've got a ton of manufacturing improvements with single piece casting and structural battery packs. And then you've got a ton of other manufacturing efficiencies, new processes coming online with Austin and Berlin. So I think the result is you've got growing revenue from these strong products and from new products that are coming out soon. Alongside that, you've got growing margins. As Tesla is getting more efficient, they're getting better batteries, cheaper manufacturing, they're adding income from FSD and later robotaxis, etc. So when you take a step back, Elon, I think, knows that Tesla is in escape velocity in some senses. The cash generation flywheel of Tesla is just getting started. And it makes no sense anymore to get hyper-focused on the current quarter because it doesn't mean much in the bigger scope of things. And it's also been super crazy as well. Tesla pays a lot of overtime at the end of quarter. They might hire a bunch of contractors and people to help out. And then they pay a ton of expedited fees to get vehicles to customers before the end of quarter. It's like a mad rush every quarter. And it doesn't really mean much besides trying to make that quarter's earnings look better. But now that it's not needed anymore, Elon is telling Tesla employees that now is the time to get started back to a more sustainable trajectory, meaning, well, they're still going to have some end of quarter pushes since Tesla makes its cars to export and for the East Coast in the beginning of the quarter. And those cars, they need to get delivered usually by the end of the quarter. And I think this decision is actually related to Elon feeling that Tesla has grown up in a lot of ways. He no longer feels like he is needed on the quarterly conference calls. And while he's still CEO and super involved day to day, I think he sees his role as evolving too. Tesla is no longer in survival mode. It's no longer in please the investor, don't tank our stock mode. And Tesla is in this double down on our long-term mission mode. They want to accelerate the world's transition to sustainable energy, and they don't want to be distracted, right? Just with an end of quarter push or so. Overall, I'm very happy and excited to be an investor in Tesla at this time in Tesla's history. I think it's probably one of the most exciting times. We will likely see the start of production in Austin and Berlin factories soon. And 2022 is going to be a massive year. We're going to see these two huge factories, right, the biggest Tesla has, ramping up, as well as expansion on Fremont and Shanghai. We've got 4680 cells. We've got Cybertruck, Semi, and perhaps the reveal of the $25,000 Tesla, maybe next year, maybe the following year. And the biggie in the background is this evolving full self-driving program that's always improving. Anyways, I hope this video has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. We'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.